are focused on redefining what it means to have mail from AOL. And we're working on creating email that lets you be you. Part of that is using the latest technology to innovate to the extreme. And let's take a look at that. And really, it's best to start at the beginning. What you're seeing is our current webmail application. And it is DHTML and Ajax-based. It provides basic desktop capabilities, like drag and drop and resizing columns. But what people have told us when we want to focus on more and more is on performance. Just make it fast. And that's where Silverlight comes in. What you're seeing now, interestingly enough, is a very similar experience, similar to what is available to close to 50 million AOL users, but it is in Silverlight. It is a rich email application, rich internet application using Silverlight 2, and leveraging the best features that are already available at AOL, like unlimited storage, great spam controls. So let's see some of the performance. Eric's going to drag and drop. He's going to drag and roll through different folders and see how fast the application moves. Now, performance is important, but it's not everything. A really important piece for us is personalization. Now, any Halo 3 fans in the room? Maybe one or two people.
Come on, Halo 3. Come on, let's hear it.
So here, one-click transition. We've got a Halo 3 mail from AOL, different colors, different interactive backgrounds. There's Master Chief in the background, lightning striking all around him. Really, really cool. Eric, why don't you show us some other cool and fun things here?
Yeah, one of the great things about this application is that this is exactly the same code we saw before. We employ the control template. It's a very powerful metaphor for us, you know, and it's about a rich experience. We really wanted to come out with something big for the show, and, you know, we've got Master Chief in the background. We have a five-second animation loop with lightning in the background, and the performance is still here, too. Notice as I scroll up and down on the folder list, the data is just there, and this is actual live data coming off a live server back in Dulles, Virginia. The data is just there. How do we do that? We take advantage of protected, isolated storage, intelligent caching, reduced code size inside the browser, gives you the performance that you're looking at here. Significantly faster than our Ajax-based applications, maybe 2 to 3 times conservatively we're seeing. But it's not all about performance. It's also about personalization. And notice I'm able to resize the folder tree and the message list. Custom control layouts allow us to do that. Again, more about convenience for members and users. So I click on top of the message list, you're allowed to sort the data in any fashion that you want. Typically something you only see in a desktop application. We bring that to the web, sort of bleeding the lines. Again, more nuances in our settings dialog. Again, this takes advantage of Silverlight can offer in terms of transparency, overlays, subtle storyboard animations just make this pop. We'll use this for messaging users when they need to do things, settings and things of that nature, but just that much richer of an experience. Again, more on performance. Notice as I scroll through our contact list, thousands of contacts in here. This effortlessly scrolls, again, using that protected, isolated storage, much more advanced than what you could do with a browser cache. As I click on somebody there, brings you into our rich compose experience. Again, Master Chief is still in the background. The animation is still flowing, but it just feels rich. It's like something that you want to use. As I get out of our compose experience, you know, Scott mentioned before about the ad builder Microsoft's working on. And that's really going to take ads to a whole new level of richness and engagement. As I roll into our ad right now, you can see we've got a Halo trailer playing. We've got Master Chief putting his rifle away. We've got animation. We've got irregular shaped windows. Basically, we pulled out all the stops on this ad. We're very proud of this application. We're very excited about it. And we hope it's going to drive people to use applications more like this in the future. So back to you, Roy.
That tight advertising integration is a great combination of awesome user experience and great options for advertisers, just wonderful possibilities. In the near future, you'll see Mail from AOL leverage Silverlight 2 in creating rich internet applications to focus on performance, personalization, and the overall user experience, which is really what people should expect.